2 years ago. Yeah. 2014, I think, maybe.
Yeah, 15. Yeah, it would have been. And that day we talked about realising your American dream. And I suppose we'll start with the season you've just had. It's been... How do you describe it?
It kind of indescribable, to be honest. It was just... It was unbelievable. It's something that I would have imagined, but never imagined myself in that position.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, as you say, you imagine it, you think about it, wouldn't that be great, but you don't actually fully believe it could happen, yeah?
Yeah, well, especially when I was here, the goal was always just to get to America and take it from there, but when I went into the school, the goal was set that we were to win a championship and then go on to the tournament. So when we won 2 games in the tournament, on top of that, it was unbelievable.
Okay, let's talk about your championship first of all. So, and you aimed for that. So were you considered favourites, or you know, were you just one of the main contenders, or how was it?
We were picked preseason number one going in, but last year we actually suffered a loss in the final to Iona. So it was like it was hard for us to deal with that, but then we came back this year and we had only lost like 3 players but one real solid player, and so we kind of from there I think every other team knew that we weren't willing to lose this year, so that's kind of where it came from. And we were just, our standards were high when we went in, and as soon as we all got back together in August, you could see that no one in the conference was going to beat us.
And then it was about making history as the first Irish woman to compete in the Sweet 16, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was just to compete in the Sweet 16 was unbelievable. Unreal.
And like, contextualise it for somebody who mightn't be into American basketball. Like, what's the equivalent maybe in Ireland?
I would say like a hurling All-Ireland, like the final. Like, it wasn't the final, but it was not far off. Like, it was just the standard and the way the professionalism of the whole thing was out of this world.
So you played 3 games in it. Well, you played 3 games, won the first two.
Yeah, we played the first two were in Miami, and the second two, like the second phase, was in California, so we played the one there, and then we were knocked out after that. So,
and talk to us about the knockout fixture, and the standard you were against was phenomenal.
Well, it was South Carolina, and they ended up to win the whole thing in the end, which was, I mean, for us it was a great thing, because we at least we can say like we lost to the number one, but like they were just their best player. Asia Wilson is like the top player in the country, and just to be able to say that you played against people of that standard was amazing. Like this year in the WNBA draft, like the top 10, we can say that we played against a lot of them in there. So
that's class. It's just absolutely class. And well, talk us through the occasion and the game and like the level of, I suppose, support that was added. It was a huge occasion as well. Like,
yeah, I mean, especially the Sweet 16, it was massive. Like my dad and my mom came over for it. Like everyone's family came. Like it was just a once in a lifetime opportunity, so you couldn't like miss it. But for Miami as well, the crowd, I think there was a lot more intense because they were closer to the court. Like the arena for the Sweet 16 was big and it was full, but like the one for Miami was there, it was their home court, and like we were coming in to try take it, so thankfully we did it. But yeah, the atmosphere was unbelievable.
Yeah, and actually I remember at the time you were tweeting thanking everybody for the support at home. So while it was all going on in America, you were getting huge support from home. It's so nice to hear your family were there as well. Like it's brilliant.
Yeah, my dad and my aunt actually came to Miami, so I didn't know my aunt was coming, so it was nice to see her when she got there. And then my dad flew back on the Wednesday, got home, and flew back out again on the Thursday to get to California. Couldn't miss it. But I told him he should have just stayed and flew straight across, but he didn't.
So I just kind of want an insight into the occasion, and I suppose what sort of memories will you hold from that experience. And
I think personally it was just the whole team aspect. Like I've never been on a plane that was just us on a plane before. Like we just walked out onto a runway and just got onto a plane that was for us. Like so many, like we did it at least 4 times, which is, for me, it was unbelievable. I've never experienced it. And then you just get like, it was just being with everyone in that kind of an atmosphere, it was surreal.
Edele, with the greatest of respect, when I spoke to you in 2015, you talked about how you were leaving Brunel with a heavy heart and you had just had a fantastic season with your success and, you know, the best season of your career to date. And what does this do then, like, in terms of, you know, where it stands? Like, it's unbelievable.
I know.
The trajectory upwards is just class.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was huge for me here, and what we've done with Brunel was massive for here. But to be able to say that I won a championship and I went to the Sweet 16 in America, it's just, it's something that I dreamed about but never actually thought would come true.
And it has to be said as well, you're not sitting on a, you know, you're not sitting courtside in these matches either. You're playing a huge party, Dylan. You're in the thick of it. Like, you're not just part of a bigger squad, you know, you're in the thick of it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I had an opportunity to grasp when I went in freshman year because they lost a lot of great players. So I just kind of, we went with that and thankfully it worked out. Like, I feel like our grit is our main attribute, and once you just put your heart out there, it's hard to beat a person or a team that have so much heart and that are with each other no matter what. So,
And how much would you say your basketball game has come on in the last two seasons?
I feel like my IQ has definitely risen a lot. Like, I haven't thought about basketball in the way I've thought about it the past two seasons. Like, my thing was the ball was in the basket, that's it. But like, when you're doing the right stuff and you're doing making the right plays or the right pass and the reads, it's just, I never thought about it that way or in that much detail before.
So technically it's just gone to another level.
Yeah, personally, my IQ has definitely gone up. Yeah,
that's class. And you know, I suppose bringing that back then to the Ireland scene, you're back at the moment working with the Ireland team. You've got a couple of big games next weekend. What does it do for your game overall, especially when you bring it back to international level?
I feel like it helps, especially senior level, because obviously players have a lot more experience than me. But I feel like being able to say that, like, I play a lot of games in America every week. So, like, all that experience, I think, might help me in the international aspect, especially. But just being able to know, like, when I come off a pick and roll, like, trying to learn what other players' tendencies are to do, like where to get them the ball and when, and like where they rather the ball than another place. Like, that's really what I do in Quinnipiac, so to be able to do it for an Irish team, I think would be great.
Yeah. The last time you were in as well, I know I keep referring to it, but I just think it kind of contextualises your journey. You talked about when you went to America, you felt like you weren't being given, Irish basketball players weren't being given the respect that they deserved. Have you changed that?
Kind of, yeah. I feel like, especially here, I would hope that people are realising that we can keep up with everyone, especially after this. Like, I feel like of anyone, we have the most heart to give because we know that we've been the underdogs no matter where we go. And, like, just for people out there, like, you can do it. And just, I feel like I hope that I've given people the real goal that you can actually attain.
Yeah. Are there girls now that you'd be speaking to that you can kind of see they're on the same trajectory you were on maybe when you were going through school and consider this prospect because it's a real one?
Yeah, I mean, especially, I just feel like some people think of it as basketball, but like, you're changing your whole lifestyle. Like, you get an education, you get a degree, and it's basketball at the same time. So I feel like once the girls that are really good keep their heads down and get everything done, like, they're definitely on their way.
Yeah, because it's the whole experience, actually, and we have to talk about that too, because you're studying over there, obviously, you're living on campus, it's the real college, American college experience. Loving it?
Yeah, I love it. It's everything it's made out to be and more. Like, once you find your place and once you get what you want to do, it's just, you know, like, I knew I was supposed to be there, if it makes sense.
Yeah, that's class. What are you studying?
Psychology.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm hoping to, like, come back and maybe get a master's in education and then go special education. I'm not sure.
Nice one. And you told me just before we came in a story about maths. You know, you're doing a maths class over there and you were like, this is too easy.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of just sat there and the professor was like, I don't know if she thought I was struggling or not, because I kind of sat and was like, and she was like, Do you understand everything? I was like, I've done all of this before. I think I probably did it in fifth year, to be honest. And she just couldn't comprehend it. And the other girl on my team, she's from Latvia, and she said that she did the same thing when she went into her maths class. It was just, obviously, when you go up another level, it's harder. But the first maths class I took, I just kind of laughed. It was funny just to see the complete difference between us and them.
It's you can enjoy that. Yeah, exactly. I'm well placed coming in here.
Yeah.
So the whole American experience is just brilliant. And, you know, the professional goal in Europe is still the main goal, or has it changed now because of your success in America?
No, I would definitely say Europe is the goal. I don't think I could stay in America. If I could, it would be for like 1 or 2 years after, but I don't think I would stay there.
And is it 3 or 4 years you have over there?
I have 2 years left.
2 years left. And I suppose what you've learned from the last 2 years is you can fully, you know, believe in that professional dream now, I think you do, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully anyway, just to keep keep working hard and let the let everything work itself out.
Brilliant. So we mentioned that from an international point of view, you have a couple of games next weekend. You're playing Iceland in the Mardike on Friday night.
Yeah, 7:30 in the Mardike on Friday night. I feel like it'll be a good game. We played Luxembourg a few weeks ago. And we'll definitely have we have training like this weekend and stuff, so it'll help us to blend as a team. So hopefully we can get a win.
And the Luxembourg experience, yourselves and the men's squad went over to Luxembourg. How was the whole kind of it was a three game series?
Yeah.
How was it?
I mean, it was good. We won one out of the three. We were disappointed with that, but we can definitely bounce back and learn what our mistakes were from. And I think we're the type of team to just give it all. And hopefully it'll come out positive at the end.
Yeah, and like, is it hard, Adele, kind of come back from America, bed in with the girls? I know you got Luxembourg, so that was probably, you know, broke a lot of barriers down, and hopefully more progress than this next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was just because of the structure that we run with in America, because like when I run as a point guard, I know where everyone is supposed to be. Whereas now that I'm back, like, I don't know where that person's going to play. And it's just kind of, for me personally, it's like a process of learning everyone's tendency. Like
again,
I said,
yeah.
Just realizing what everyone wants to do and where they want to be. So like, hopefully, like, we can all, if we could all do that, it would definitely help us out an awful lot.
Adele, what's it like in international camp at the moment? You might be able to answer this, having come from outside of the league, I suppose. Just the change of the guard and the fact that Glanmire didn't win this season. Is it any kind of different dynamic in there?
I mean, there is. I feel like there's a... Not, I feel they compete always. Like, everyone always competes and you're guaranteed someone to give their 100%. But I think there's just that thing hanging over their shoulder now, knowing that they didn't win this year. And I mean, I know what it feels like, just knowing that you didn't do it, that you're not willing to lose again. So I mean, that's a great thing for us, because it helps us an awful lot that if you don't want your, you when you feel like you lost, you know, like if you're not used to losing and you do lose, it's hard to take.
There's a bite to you, I think. Yeah, everybody wants to get back in. So how long are you home for?
I'm home until August 25th now, yeah.
Nice one. And have you been home for long? Like, are you enjoying the time at home now?
Yeah, I think I got back in May, like the second or third week of May. It was good, yeah. But I'm taking classes online now just to keep up. But it's nice to do it at home, but doing college work when you're not in college is a bit
strange. You really have to force yourself to do it.
Yeah.
Well, look, Adele, I'm delighted to have you in, because last March when all that was going on with the Sweet 16, it was a really exciting time and we were following it, loving it, and it's brilliant to see you doing so well in America. Keep it up, and look, best of luck to you next weekend against Iceland.
Thanks very much.